thought of for that, or was
no?
That...
It sort of, it's really strange how sort of organically it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, sort of once Playtone got involved, and we'd have these conversations about who would be who.
Yeah.
And I had no intention of asking him to be in the movie at all. He just sort of volunteered.
Yeah.
You know, I think I said this at the Q&A. I think solely so that, you know, we could forever capture the argument that we never had. And so with that, I just sort of said, yeah, of course, I'm not going to turn him down. I think that'd be great. For me personally, you know, I'm glad that it's just two scenes. Because I really wanted those, you know, if we were going to do it, I wanted it to be kind of special. And I didn't want it to be a huge thing of like, you know, I didn't want it to be like a Wall Street type thing or something like that, where it's all, you know, a string of a bunch of scenes.
Yeah.
So I was happy that we were able to just have two, you know, the before and after.
Yeah, you don't want it to be like a gimmick. Like, that's
exactly.
The gimmick of the movie.
Exactly. And, you know, this is one of the things that I'm really sort of very sort of on is that, you know, I don't want that to be, I understand it's going to be a main point for a lot of people. I totally get that. But I really don't want people to get the impression that he's in all of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's sort of hard to maintain that. It's sort of hard to sort of say, oh, no, he's kind of only in two scenes.
Yeah.
They're good scenes. But don't, you know, I think, you know, the last Golden Globes that was televised, like that, we was like, that was his. And next scene in The Great Buck Howard, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.